This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. Wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فما بعد فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا وَقَالَ نَبِيُّنَا مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنَّ أَصْدَقَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَخَيْرُ الْهَدْيِ هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَشَرُّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا وَكُلُّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٌ وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٌ وَكُلُّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. My dear respected brothers, sisters, elders, and our guests, in this life you can be one of two things. You can be a wall builder or a bridge builder. I am a bridge builder. That is because walls keep people apart, while bridges give them a way to meet. Building bridges is not about bringing someone from one side of the canyon to the other, but to create a way where they can visit the world on the other side. Sometimes the first meetings happen on the bridge itself. And that's the benefit of a bridge. You can meet on it, suspended high above the abyss, but safe from falling. You cannot meet on a wall. Islam came to build bridges. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorious and magnificent, told us about our role in the world. And he said, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا اربابا من دون الله فان تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا باننا مسلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O people of the book, come to a word that is just and fair between us and you, that we worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we associate no partners with him, and that none of us shall take others as lords, as deities, as idols worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then if they turn away, say, bear witness that we are Muslims. Building bridges is about focusing on commonalities, not differences. It is about inviting, not forcing. It is also not about compromising our principles to become acceptable to others. It is not about being apologetic about Islam. It is not about bending rules or glossing over them. It's about speaking about Islam with confidence that comes from knowledge, but doing that with a smile. It is about presenting Islam as a bridge between Allah and His creatures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us how to do that. And He said, idfa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, udu'u ila sabili rabbik bil hikmati wal ma'izati al hasana wa jadilhum billati hiya ahsan inna rabbaka huwa a'lamu biman dhalla an sabilihi wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nahl, invite mankind, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the way of your Rabb, to the Islam, with wisdom, building relationships and fair preaching. And if you argue with them in a way that is best. Truly, your Rabb knows best who has gone astray from his path, and he is best aware of those who are guided. First wisdom, then preaching. First build a relationship, then preach in the best way and answer questions. That is the first principle of salesmanship. You can only sell to friends. So first we make friends, then we invite them to something that will benefit them. How do you build a bridge? You build a bridge by making four critical changes within yourself. Change attitude, change perspective, change language, change behavior. Attitude is how we define ourselves. Who am I? That depends on what we believe about ourselves. This is partly what we have been told growing up, conditioning, partly what we choose to tell ourselves all through life. So ask, how do I define myself? Values drive behavior, behavior drives results. So ask, what are my values? What are my beliefs? What are my stances and attitudes? Because who I am determines what I do, which determines and decides what I get. We are usually focused on get. Get rich, get popular, get elected, get an education, get married, get. To get something, we must do something. And that depends on who we are. If we want to change what we get, we must change who we are. It is as simple as that. Focus on your actions and you will be amazed at what you get in return. Focus on getting and you will always be disappointed. Happiness lies not in what you have, but in what you do. Possessions add cost, not value. Use things, not people. Value people, not things. The things to collect, things that are worthy of collecting, are not things, but memories. Because things perish while memories remain long after their makers have gone. Number two, change perspective. Perspective defines what we see. It determines our worldview, which defines our responses to those who share the world with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha an-nasu inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa unsa wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum innallaha 'alimun khabir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hujurat, which means, O mankind, we have created you from a male and a female, and made you into nations and tribes that you may know one another. Verily, the most honorable of you in the sight of Allah is the one who is the most pious. Verily, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. Islam tells us that we have the same origin but are different, and that difference is a cause of celebration for honoring one another, to recognize each other, and to appreciate the different flavor we bring to the table. The difference is not a cause for discrimination or racism. Superiority in the sight of God, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is only based on piety. It is the purity of our hearts that brings us close to Allah, and only He knows what is in our hearts. Change your perspective and you will see another world. One that was always there, but which you perhaps couldn't see because of where you were standing. So ask, how do I define others? We are raised bipolar. I don't mean the illness. I mean two things apart. Everyone like us is good. Everyone unlike us is bad. We learn derogatory names for them. We learn to fear them, hate them, and to see ourselves as superior and others as inferior. This othering is a default setting in all cultures. Only the identity of the other changes and differs. But there is always an other. To change this perspective, we must move from right and wrong to different. Because not everything is right or wrong. Many things are just different. All prejudice is based on subjective perceptions of right and wrong. All stereotyping is based on prejudice. To cure ourselves of the cancer of prejudice, we must change our perspective. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد فقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. The third thing to change is language. Ask, how do I speak about others when they are not present? Respectfully, inclusively, appreciatively, or otherwise. Change language, because language shapes attitudes and reflects it. True it is that only knowledge can set us free. We must learn about others. By doing that, we learn about ourselves. So let us ask ourselves, how much effort do I make to initiate and maintain relationships? How many friends do I have who are different from me? Different color, different race, different religion? Because it is not the color of your hair, but the color of your dreams that determines success and happiness in life. From tolerance to hatred is one step, but appreciation is the opposite of hatred. So let's replace tolerance in our hearts and minds with appreciation. Interfaith work is one of the most important things that we can do today. Sadly, I do not see much participation in that from our community. That must change. This is a big loss. We live in a country where people are open and curious and they are accepting and for the most part neutral. We must capitalize on this and showcase Islam to the world by our words and our deeds. People listen with their eyes. They don't care what you say until they see what you do. Teach Islam by living Islam. Let people see the smile, the demeanor, the manners and the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us try to become walking, talking models of his seerah. I remind you and myself that Islam spread by the winning of hearts, not by the winning of arguments. Fourth and last, change behavior, because behavior drives results. Collaboration is the door, communication is the key. So ask, how do I speak to myself about those who are different from me? What does my language reflect? Remember that not everything is spoken aloud. The most powerful messages are heard only by you, because it is what you say to yourself. It is critical to reflect on this, because our internal talk guides our attitude and actions. As we think, so we speak, so we act, and so we get responses. Only we can change this cycle and make it a journey of discovery and friendship. For many of us, this is an unconscious process. People are shocked when they sit down and reflect and realize what they are actually saying to themselves. And even more when they realize that this sets in motion a spiral that is negative or positive. The power lies in accepting that we decide what we want it to be. The solution to this knowledge is to seek that knowledge. To do all this, I remind myself and you that we must constantly build and replenish our resources. We can only give what we have. And that is why the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed for His beloved Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to connect with Him every single day in the depth of the night. That is the most powerful resource. Ta'alluq ma'Allah, connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins with tahajjud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil qumil layla illa qaleela nisfahu wa inqus minhu qaleela أوزد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا إن ناشية الليل هي أشد وطئا وأقوى مقيلا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and see the beauty and the affectionate way and the loving way of the address that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, O you wrapped in garments, stand up to pray all night, except a little, half of it or a little less than that or a little more, and recite the Quran aloud in a slow and pleasant tone and style. Verily we shall send down to you a weighty word. Verily the rising by night in the tahajjud is very hard and most potent and good for governing the soul and most suitable for understanding the way, the word of Allah. And for those who pray tahajjud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَتَمَعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُّنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they get up from their sides, from their beds, and they invoke their Rabb, بَيْنَ الْخَوْفِ وَتَمَعَ, between fearing His punishment and hoping for His forgiveness. And they spend in charity out of what we have bestowed on them. No person knows what is kept hidden for them of joy as a reward for what they used to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tawfiq to make tahajjud a permanent part of our lives, inshallah. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu in a hadith, muttafaqun alayhi in Bukhari and Muslim, reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu descends to the lowest heaven in the last third of every night. And an announcement is made and he says, who is calling upon me that I may answer him? Who is asking from me that I may give him? Who is seeking my forgiveness that I may forgive him? Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu anhu, he says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina and the people gathered around him and I was one of them, I looked at his face and I understood that this was not the face of somebody who would speak falsehood. The first words I heard him say were, O people, spread salam. Spread salam, spread peace, spread salutations. Then second thing, feed the people. Three, keep the ties of kinship. And four, pray during the night while others sleep and you will enter Jannah in peace. And this is in Ibn Majah, Tirmidhi and Hakim. Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu relates that Rasulullah said, pray the night prayer, the tahajjud. It was the practice of the salihun, the righteous before you, and it brings you closer to your Rabb, and it is penance for evil deeds, and erases sins, and repels disease from the body. I always remind myself to ask how literally we take the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the words of Rasulullah. Somebody tells you, wear a mask and you will be safe from COVID and the mask doesn't leave your face. And Rasulullah said, pray tahajjud and Allah will save you from disease. And what do we do? Do wear masks. I'm not against masks. I'm just asking, what is the literally, how do we see the word of Allah and the word of Rasulullah? Do we take it literally? Do we really believe in it? That's the question I've asked myself. Do I really believe? Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu anhu reports that Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, live as long as you like, because one day you will die. Do whatever deed you wish, for you are to be rewarded. Love whomever you wish, for you are to be parted. And know that the honor of the believer is in the night prayer, and his glory is being free from want from people. And the last hadith in Abi Dawud, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the man who gets up during the night to pray and wakes up his wife, and who, if she refuses to get up, he sprinkles water on her face. And may Allah bless the woman who gets up during the night to pray and wakes up her husband, and who, if he refuses to get up, sprinkles water on his face. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, if a man wakes his wife and prays during the night, or they pray two rakat together, they will be recorded among the men and women who constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just two rakat. And we are recorded among those who used to pray all night. This is the barakah of this deen. Small deeds, big rewards. But no deeds, no rewards. Please understand that also. Allah never said, don't do anything, I will give you. No. One hasana, one good deed, 10 hasana, 700 hasana. And more. But no good deed, no hasana. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to keep us obedient to Him and to take us in that state when we are obedient to Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us all from all evil, from all sources, those we know and those we don't know. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure those who are sick. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take those who are enslaved by debt out of their debt. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us from sources that we could not imagine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover us with His mercy and forgiveness, and to protect us and to protect our honor in this life and in the hereafter. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك فإنه لا يضل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك آمين يا رب العالمين يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم عدوه يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة